are listening to Back to the 80s Radio. And speaking of walls, this song by Wall of Voodoo. This was Mexican Radio, a very popular subject for a very popular candidate. Released 1982 from a single from the album called Call of the West, brought to you by the two Johnsons. That's right, Johnson & Johnson. I am Johnson Murphy, and my compatriot, my compadre, Dick Johnson. Dick.
Hey, Cats and Kitties, how you doing out there in the radio world? Hey, we are hanging tight like the left ball, right ball, in a nice pocket. Hey, I caught this thing in the news just the other day, and I know we were rapping about it. It's about our great former president. That's right, Donnie Trump. You know what? Why don't you go ahead, Mr. Johnson, and tell our beautiful listeners of the little story that's out in the press that we were discussing just the other day in our cubicle.
We're going to be talking about the Big Daddy D. That's right, the Big T. Oh, the ex-president. Just for your information, if you haven't seen the news lately, you know, this is no secret that he is a McDonald's lover and also a Taco Bell lover. Well, unfortunately for Big Daddy D, he's been recently spotted. You're going to like this. Spotted. He's gotten some irritable bowel syndrome lately. Johnson, what do you think of that?
Anytime somebody's got their head up their ass, you're going to suffer some type of scenario where it's going to hurt down there. Now, I'll tell you, I'm a big fan of the Taco Bell. You know that. Frequently, I will go get our lunch. We're in our cubicle, and I'll get us a couple of tasty, crunchy taco burritos at Taco Bell, the number one place, remember, south of the border. Taco Bell! That's where you want to go. What the hell? Anyway, talking about Big Donnie.
Don't forget about their 80s Enchirito, only available on their hidden menu.
Holy ma... That's right. And if you are also back from the 80s, go down there and tell them Toscato and Chang sent you. But tonight, Johnson and Johnson, we're taking over the airwaves. Talking about Big D, Donnie Trump, and his irritable ball. Is irritable. You know what, buddy? I've had that problem in the past.
Have you? Well, you know what? They sell some good stuff, especially down south after the border, you know.
You know what? I think Donnie was chopping up Imodiums so him and his son could get their heads out of their ass. Man, oh man, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't matter what political party you belong to. Right now, the United States is in, I would say, the cave or the cavern where only shit flows west side. Hey, talking about west side and shit blowing. Johnson and Johnson tonight have a show that is designed only for you, all you lovers of terrestrial FM or AM radio. We all suffered the RIP, but that's another story. Hey, Johnson, why don't you go ahead and take us out with another great tune and tell us about our sponsors. I got to go quickly in the back and do a little bit of peekaboo and drop the kids off at the pool, if you know what I'm talking about. Back to the 80s radio.
This has been Johnson & Johnson here, Back to the 80s radio. Coming up next, a little something from 1980. I know this is going to make some people's ears bleed, but this is the spirit of radio by Rush on the one and only Back to the 80s radio.
Welcome, one and all. This is the one and only Back to the 80s Radio. We've got a great show. And speaking of great shows, you just heard Spirit of Radio by Rush. You also heard I Can't Live Without My Radio by LL Cool J. With me is a man that has scratched more records than any DJ possible in the 1980s. He's been seen traveling Whittier Boulevard at nights on Sundays, just like he used to, and stopping by both Tommy's and King Taco. Here is the King Taco himself. This is the one and only Chang.
What are how are you all doing tonight? Welcome to Back to the 80s Radio with Toscano and Chang. Oh, my compadre, my jefe, my carnal. Yes, he spoke it true. Yes, back in the 80s, I was on Whittier Boulevard, making out with cholas, fighting with cholos. Either way, it was a good time. So welcome all of you, Toscano. Oh man, we are going to discuss the decline of what was once free-form radio, the death, the loss, and the walk away from terrestrial radio.
You know, one of the biggest things, ladies and gentlemen, that the newer generation will never get to experience is the freedom that we had in radio, the freedom that the on-air personality had as well. We're going to talk a little bit about the 1996 Act, even though this is a show from the 80s, but the Telecommunications Act of 1986 significantly changed radio forever. We're also going to talk about the deregulation of ownership, consolidation of ownership, the content, the impact on local content, competition, innovation, the lack of radio personalities, the lack of improv skills, the lack of quality music, and in general, the decline of the world of radio. And hang on. We're getting a phone call here. Why is this not? This is our private line.
That's not the red line.
It's the red line, my friend.
Oh, you answer it, man.
I'm not answering. You answer it.
Hey, how you doing? You've reached Back to the 80s Radio. Chang here of Toscano and Chang. How can I address this call and put it out to our lovely listeners? What's crack-a-lackin'? How's your world shaking? Who is this?
What the hell are you doing?
We're doing what you hired us to do. We're doing a show. We're entertaining the masses.
Is this on the air?
Well, of course it's on the air. You're live on Back to the 80s Radio, our dear program director.
Get me off the air now.
Steve, we're not going to take you off the air right now, man. We're in the middle of the free-form flow of Back to the 80s Radio. We have our listeners like we're on a fishing boat, hooked and sunk. What do you have to tell us that you can't tell our listeners? After all, isn't that how we pay the bills around here, Stevie boy?
Oh, come on. Just lighten up, buddy. Lighten up.
Get me off the air now.
Toscano, that's up to you. You're the editor.
No, we're not getting you off the air.
Come on. Come on, Steve. You're talking to me and Tusky. We're brothers. Compadres.
Come on, Steve. I mean, if we take you off the air, that's the end of the bit. So come on, Steve. Take a joke. Oh, shoot. I don't think you could take a joke.
Stevie hung up. Tusky,
yeah, he
nobody,
did. Well,
no one has ever hung up on you and me on the red hot line.
Nobody. Nobody.
Not even Elvis. Only John Lennon did when you threatened him with Yoko Ono sitting in the studio with us.
You know what? Here we go. I'm gonna call him back. I don't care. I'll call him back right now.
Call him back. I'll tally up some music.
You know, Chang, this is exactly the reason why we are going to talk about the death of radio, because of people like this. I'm going to call this guy.
No. We don't need anyone to tell us what to do.
Shut the mic off. You're making it worse. Shut the mic off. Cut the mic off or you're gone.
Nope, the mic has to stay on. We're all about free-form radio, Steve. I mean, come on. You dickwad, for the love of...
Cut the mic off now.
No. Why don't you come in here and cut the mic off, you jackass? Jesus, Toscano.
The mic stays on, all right? The mic stays on. You back off.
Cut the mic off.
Come on, Steve. Come on. Get off, Steve.
Off.
No.
Cut the mic off.
Mic stays on.
Get it off.
Get a mic. Hey, don't touch me there, Steve.
I'll kill you. Oh, God.
Shadow, are you all right? Cut the mic off.
Playing the Supreme?
Now. Cut the mic off now.
I'm not cutting nothing off.
Hey, you better get off him.
You're gone.
Steve, you son of a monkey.
No,
you know what? You cut the
mic
on us, and there goes Freeform Radio. Right out the door. Welcome back to the 80s Radio with Toscano and Chang. Man, what a sweat house. And that was Fade to Black from Metallica. Whew, man. Boys and girls, what a discharge me and my partner just endured. Toscano, can you believe the act of Steve Russell, our former general manager of Back to the 80s Radio? And I want to say former, Now, Toscano, please, I don't want anybody to hate me more than they do and think that my ego is everywhere. Why don't you tell them why Steve is no longer our general manager and remind the listeners who's in charge and who is large?
Ladies and gentlemen,
I gotta lick these papers are all joined.
That's right. You heard it live. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, going back to the 80s and having a show such as this one, the top rated, most popular 80s radio show in the world, you know, we had hired someone to help us out, somebody who claimed they knew radio from back right. then. But all of a sudden, you give somebody a little bit of power and they want to just take over. Well, no, sirree, that's not going to happen here on our watch, because after all, you guys are why we do this show. And this is freeform radio. This is radio from the 80s by 80s jocks. And there's no way we're going to have someone who believes that radio should conform to the way it is today. If you don't like the radio shows of the 80s, you can take a hike. There's plenty of radio shows that'll play a bunch of nonsense for you guys, and with little robots. As a matter of fact, you can probably go listen to an AI station here. Back to the 80s radio. It's Toscano and Chang live.
Live and alive.
Live. Okay? We are the real deal. So, yeah, we told him to take a hike. We fired him. He's done.
We are giving you radio like it should be. Raw. Real. We're giving you what you want. Trying to take you to a place that takes you away from all the crap that's going on in life, politically, socially. Hell, if you're like Toscano and I, your parents.
We have talked about the death of radio on the lighter side before. Today, we're going to be going more in depth, and we're going to be ranting a lot more. Why? Because you are listening to two guys that have been involved in radio for a while, who have loved and been a part of the radio world since we were teenagers, and who have loved radio as it once was. But something happened. Something happened throughout the years that changed everything for everybody. Specifically, and I'm going to tell you this, specifically, and if you just joined us here, Back to the 80s Radio, I want to thank you guys for taking your time. But we are going to be talking about the death of radio and the death of the radio personality in particular. There was something that happened in the 90s, but as a result of the way things were being run in the late 80s, the men in suits, the men in black behind the radio business that led to a killer bill that was signed in 1996 called the Telecommunications Act of 1996. But before we go there, we are going to be talking about how some of the radio personalities that we had in the past, how they made us feel. So why don't we kick it off like that, Chang? Why don't we talk about some of the radio personalities that made us feel just enthused to listen to radio? Some of the personalities that made us feel like we belonged. And that when you heard them, you just felt a connection with them for whatever the reason was. And unfortunately today, that is completely lost.
Oh, man. Seeing that I am as old as dirt in some parts of this country, I would have to say, for me, it was the 70s disc jockeys that put a hump in my stump that really grabbed my ears and my senses. But in the 80s, I had already evolved from the cat that I used to be in the 70s when I was in grammar school and junior high into high school, where high school is really where one becomes one with himself. The oddities of life have kind of rolled off. You already know who you don't want to be. From your past experience, you're already understanding that you're an individual, so you're breaking off from your parents. You're breaking off from that old personality you had in grade school, and you're becoming your own. And what's the first thing that hits you? Music. FM radio. Freeform radio. That disc jockey making you feel like your generation matters. They're talking to you. They understand you. They're giving you the groove to say, F it. Whatever I'm doing, it's the way I want to go. FM jocks, they brought out fashion, shows, personality, music sets. They were able to captivate the audience emotion at that time. We miss that at a great deal now. Everything is like packaged. Everything is kind of processed nowadays. I got to go all the way back to KMET, KLOS, KHJ. You know, when oldies meant something, when you have a guy come on like Shotgun Kelly.
KFRC has got some good news for all you holders of the 610 Tower Record gift certificates. Due to the recent rotten weather, wow, and the shotgun does mean rotten, the deadline for redeeming your album coupon has been extended through Friday.
You had cats like Rick Dees.
This is Kiss FM, Rick Dees in the morning at 7:27. You remember the kinky lady? She called one week and all of a sudden she disappeared. I hear she's back in town and has our new private number. The kinky lady. 7:27, she's coming up. Here's Dan Fogelberg.
You know, my favorite, Jim Ladd, anybody from KMET.
The Moody Blues and Gypsy, Red Riders Can't Turn Back, and you too with Rejoice. This is Headsets on KMET. My name is Jim Ladd, and we're doing some songs around the general subject of the shaman. Every tribe has a shaman or a number of shaman. Some of them are men shaman called witch doctors or medicine men, more properly, or shaman. And the female of the tribe is usually the gypsy woman. There's a lot of shaman women in the blues. The gypsy woman told my mama on the day I was born, and so on and so on and so on. With Gregory and Black Cat Bone in her hand, the shaman of the tribe are the ones who take us on the journey. And the reason that they are so interesting to watch is because they spend so much time on the journey. Thus have in common shaman and the gypsy.
Shadow Stevens.
From Hollywood, this is American Top 40. I'm Shadow Stevens, here for that weekly trip to the top of pop paradise. We'll count down the biggest hits on the Billboard charts, the official weekly survey of radio airplay and record sales across the USA. Our final destination, the big number one.
Number 40.
Four debuts in this week's
countdown. Who I think always was more than just a radio disc jockey. They created Theater of the Mind, which Jim Ladd, rest in peace, framed that phrase, Theater of the Mind, is when you can actually grab a listener, put them in a mindset where they visualize exactly what you're saying, taking them away from the ordinary is Theater of the Mind. We're very blessed here at Back to the 80s Radio to have befriended Gino Michelini, a great soul that we just lost.
And red barchettas are a lot of fun about 5 o'clock on the 405 freeway. Just sitting there, burning up all that gas. Chewing up those valves. 95.5 KLOS, how you doing? This is Michelini, it's 2 for Tuesday. Here's Fleetwood Mac.
Another individual we lost, Dusty Street.
I feel too good. I feel far too good to do this show. That's it. I'm going to sleep. Good night. I just got the world famous back rub of life. But I won't tell you by who. No, it was a fish rub. Ooh, that sounds that's a little scaly to me.
Slimy thing.
It is KROQ-FM Pasadena, Los Angeles, rock of the 80s and 90s. Hello. Good morning. It's wonderful. I hope this is going.
So many times again, we have lost these voices, personalities, identities, people that we called friends from afar, not only on air, but we've lost them in daily life, breathing. We'll never hear them again. We won't hear their set list or what they think, the substance, the element, the feeling, and the whole freaking reason why radio was created.
When we come back, we're going to be talking about why radio in the 80s went down the rabbit hole and never came back again.
You were listening to Back to the 80s Radio with Toscano and Chang, and we are going to take you out to another planet, a planet when radio and music and DJs mattered. Right here, put your ears to She Came from Planet Claire, the B-52s straight at you between the eyes. Toscano and Chang, Back to the 80s Radio. Get your vibe alive. Welcome back. I hope you turned up the radio with Autograph and Toscano and Chang right here at Back to the 80s Radio. Tonight we are discussing the death, the absence of not only freeform rock and roll radio and radio of its kind, but the friend on the speaker box, the DJ, the personality, the cat, the kitty, the guy, the girl that set your world right for whenever you needed it. Toscano, what did you think of that set of songs that I changtastically put together for the boys and girls?
You know, I got to give it up to you. I got to give you a round of applause.
Oh, please.
Definitely. Why?
Thank you.
Because Thank you. because you're absolutely right. They were great songs, and songs that were, you know, whether you liked them or not back in the 80s, these are songs that ring true today because they talk about the memories and the emotions that we associated with the time. We were talking about the radio personalities from the 80s. You know, one of the big things, Chang, back then, as opposed to today or compared to today's radio personality, first of all, they had more control over their own shows. They had more control over their music choices, over the topics, and that led to a more dynamic and engaging show, and it was tailored to the local audience. They weren't trying to capture the world's attention, you know, like today. They want to make everybody feel good, and at the same time, they don't care of losing an entire generation of listeners. So there was a diversity, there was a creative freedom that radio personalities, and I'm going to name some that we just got on X, on the old Twitter here from our page, and they mention Scott Shannon from the Zoo at Z100 in New York.
7:36 in the morning, the Tuesday morning Zoo, Spanky on Super Sticker Patrol, and good morning to you from the Zoo. Who's this?
No.
Oh, no. Oh, never mind. I know who this is. Good morning, Mr. Leonard.
Well, good morning, Scott. Yes, it's me, Mr. Leonard, Assistant Public Service Director and Research Assistant.
You know, obviously you conveniently forgot the telephone conversation we had yesterday just around 12 noon.
Yeah, that one, which one was that?
The conversation when I had Dean Thacker in my office when you said you would definitely make it into the radio station today in order to do the Zoo.
He was one of the most influential pop and rock DJs of the 80s. We got Carol Miller, also from New York's WPLJ.
And you can see the film that starts Friday at theaters and drive-ins near you. This is Carol Miller and WPLJ, Rock and Roll from the Doors.
Somebody mentioned Tom Bernard and Steve Dahl. And then we also have somebody that mentioned Dee Snider. That's right, from Twisted Sister, who also had a very small presence in the 80s on rock radio from KROQ in Los Angeles, Richard Blade.
Ziggy Marley along with the Melody Makers, and when the lights go out, you still got K-Rock. Kind of romantic, right? Also, the Smithereens, They Might Be Giants, Jesus and the Mary Chain, The Church, The Alarm, Erasure, Mark the Wiffle Boy from The Morning Show. In studio at the moment, he's wearing...
I had to bring that up.
He's wearing his flippers. Why are you wearing swim fins in
I'm
the studio?
I'm getting ready to dive on Wednesday.
Don't you find it hard to walk around with those things on your feet?
Well, I'm getting used to it as days go on.
Did the diving instructor tell you you meant to use...
Now, you and me, Chang, we remember duos, especially duos like Mark and Brian.
Well, you certainly are up early.
Yeah, I wanted to get a good head start on the day.
Hey, what are you eating?
Nut and cock.
What did you say?
Nut and cock.
No, I heard you the first time. All I wanted to know was what the name of the cereal is that you're eating.
Nut and cock.
Why won't you tell me what you're eating?
I did.
You said nut and cock.
Exactly.
Are you in a bad mood?
No, I'm in a great mood because I'm eating such a great cereal.
And the name of that cereal would be?
Nut and cock.
Okay, if you say nut and cock one more time, you're going to be sorry.
That's the real name of the cereal, nut and cock. You see, Nut and Cock is a delicious blend of walnuts and rooster parts.
Oh, I get it. Nut and Cock is a tasty combination of nuts and cocks.
Exactly. See, it took Kellogg's to do it. They finally made a cereal that combines the saltiness of nuts and with the delicious farm-fresh flavor of cock.
So, Nut and Cock not only tastes good, but with 100% real rooster, it's also good for me?
Now you're getting it. You see, Nut and Cock is the only cereal that combines the great walnut flavor you love
with the nutritious taste of cock that my body craves.
That's right. Exactly. Fortified with 11 vitamins and minerals, Nut and Cock is an important part of this nutritious breakfast.
Nut and Cock, it's chock full of nuts.
And chock full of cock. Nut and Cock, pick some up today.
Okay.
Yeah, that's new breakfast cereal. Go.
And we also know Jay Thomas. Jay Thomas was probably one of the pioneers of this whole morning show, you know. He came out, he later became an actor, but we're talking, he was an entertainer.
Okay, it's 25 minutes after 7:25 now on Power 106. Monica, I can't believe you didn't report this. This is absolutely true. I've been reading this in a bunch of newspapers, that a doctor at Harvard Medical School has been telling women that if they have infections of any type and they're worried about...
You mentioned this to me the other day.
And I had to look it up finally, and I did see it the other day, I think in the Herald, that they're supposed to put their underwear in the microwave oven. Now, I'm going to say...
What does that do?
I'm going to say something that I don't know what I'm talking about now, but the thing was called a yeast infection. Mm-hmm. Is that a bad thing? Does it hurt? Does it itch? What does it do?
It's when you have a problem baking bread.
No. Come on.
It's a female problem.
So
yes.
If you have this problem, you put your underwear in the microwave oven and it kills the germs. I just read that the other day.
But the yeast isn't, gosh, it's gross on your underwear.
Don't mention it. I don't know what else it does. So ladies, if you're having trouble, and the doctor said there's going to be a lot of jokes made about this. I heard this guy talking the other day on one of those consumer networks and stuff, so I just wanted to bring it to you. I mean, it's just another wonderful use. That and, of course, putting toy poodles in there, which was another fun thing we did for a while.
Hey, I have one of those.
I know you do. It's 26 minutes after 7 o'clock, so there you go. By the way, this is Trash Day, not just because we're talking it, but we're going...
Oh, yeah.
He was a radio host. He was a comedian, and this guy was a talent. And along with him, back in L.A., I remember Benny Martinez, Bruce Vidal, Mucho Morales, and Broadway Bill Lee, JoJo Kincaid, Chuck Geiger, and Chuck Boom Boom Cannon. Like, we can go on and on and on.
Well, you can't forget Mark and Kim. I mean, let's not step away, you know, from easy listening radio, because I think... easy listening radio station forms have taken a hit.
Well, yeah.
To where it isn't really in the mainstream as it once was. And you would think it would be heavily because of the yuppie era we live in.
Remember Ted Ziegenbusch from Coast 103.5 in Los Angeles?
Oh, yes.
Mike
Saccharides? Yeah, I remember.
These guys were the guys that started it all.
Casey Kasem? We can't even discuss this without mentioning Howard Stern. He made his headway into the 80s radio, pretty much the icon and the poster child of shock radio, which
of course
I think I have a lot of mad respect for Howard Stern, his diversity, his guts. But I think he pushed it a little bit too far. And I think he took the rule of radio and he took it a little bit extreme.
Yeah. Do you remember? Yeah. And there were others, you know, like that followed suit, but there were others. Do you remember Gary Owens? He was recognizable for his smooth voice. This guy had a long career and he did countdown shows and things like that. Now, I'm going to mention one. How about Dr. Demento, Barrett Hansen, known for his comedy?
Oh, I remember both of those guys were very similar in, I believe, in the type of radio show that they did. And it was enlightening. It was different. It was funny. It was when you needed to get your laugh out. We don't have that now. And talking about that, like I mentioned, the late, great Gino Michelini, who did the 5 o'clock funnies at KLOS Radio during the 80s. We don't see individuals like that at all. Radio doesn't bring out too much humor at all anymore. It's almost like I get to, I trip out on this. I witnessed this personally. My wife, when she would take the kids to school, she would put the radio on to what my children wanted to hear. She became liking that same music. I saw that with my sister and her kids. I saw that with some of my friends and their kids. When I coached baseball, I saw that a lot with a lot of parents who switched the radio over but kind of lost their individualism into what their kids were listening to. And I think that had a little bit to contribute to the death of having your own identity on terrestrial radio. Wouldn't you say so?
I have to agree with you. I want to give everybody a little example of what radio was like with a popular duo from back in the day. This was 1989, and this was one of the great duos from back then, Lauren and Wally, with a little skit they had back then. And I can tell you, they just don't make them like they used to.
Well, he's 746 now from Boston 105. Is he in the hall, Wally?
Yes, he is in the hall, huh?
But we should go ahead and make the big announcement here, I suppose, Wal, don't you think?
Yeah,
I think
we should.
New England Patriots have hired a new offensive coordinator for the team, and they've gone all the way to, yeah, that's him now, I'm sure. They've gone all the way to China to hire this guy. So let's get him on in here and be the first ones to interview and introduce this one. Come on in, would you please?
Yes, good morning. It is me, extremely offensive coordinator for the New England Patriots.
Well, good morning, sir. And what is your name, by the way?
Win One Soon.
Okay, so tell us about, will they be making any changes with the Patriots now that you're going to be the new offensive coordinator?
I'll tell you, if Irving Fryer doesn't straighten up, he's going to be Irving Stir Fryer.
Stir fryer.
You're really getting my fortune cookie, that guy.
Okay, listen, I'm beginning to see a direction in which this is going. Go
Absolutely.
Ahead.
Absolutely.
It's not a good direction
either. No, it isn't.
Getting ugly in
Well,
here.
Lauren wrote it, so. Yeah, we have new dog. We have mascot for New England Patriots.
Oh, really? A mascot? What is it anyway?
It's a dog. Oh, it's a very well-trained dog.
Really? Is it good?
Delicious. Yes. You know, since I've been coordinating offense, we made some changes.
Oh, yeah?
We don't have the shotgun formation.
Oh, you don't have the shotgun formation.
We have the shogun formation.
Would you please leave the studio?
Okie dokie.
Okay, thank you. Well, Waldo.
Boy, there was still a lot of material left on
that. That was plenty right
and
there.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is just a little snip of WVBF Boston with Lauren and Wally back in the day when radio and radio personalities ruled the airwaves. Like I said, Chang, there's so many different reasons why they don't allow this type of radio going on anymore. But if they really knew how much and how important, first of all, how important this is for our brain, for our mind to let loose, to let go, to forget about your daily problems, and how important these radio personalities were to us. You know, do you remember going to school or going to work or coming back from work and you had a horrible day, turning on the radio, what would happen? You would forget during that rush hour. You would forget about your problems briefly.
It's funny that you mentioned, those two cats. Now, the quirky thing about those two cats and the style of comedy that they were portraying nowadays would be highly offensive. But here's the case. You would think, that the actual race is going to cause a stir in it. But what it actually is, it's the syndications that are bringing about banning such type clean, humoristic, stupidity, fun. You know,
yeah, it's not, sometimes it's not even the people from that race in particular.
No,
sometimes
you know
it's
what?
Just, you know, the way society is going.
Exactly. So a lot of stuff like that, you can't do anymore, let alone on the air. You can't do it in comedy. And you know, when I used to do stand-up comedy, a lot of my dialogue, a lot of my skits, my wife told me would be very offensive now. You know what I'm saying? So I tell her, well, you're right, but maybe we have to stop being wussies. Tipper Gore, Al Gore's wife, remember in the 80s when she wanted to start putting a rating on albums?
Yeah, censorship. Yeah.
Dee Snider had to step up, show that his hair wasn't the only thing growing out of his head, and speak up for that. And it's odd, the act that Clinton signed in 96. We have two individuals, strong individual men, that I think weren't too bad as leaders. If we would have listened to them, maybe things would be a bit different. But yet, Clinton, come on, you lie about something like that, what else are you lying about? Away from that, right. Either way. But it's funny how censorship on albums, cassettes, or whatever form of music added to the censorship of freeform radio. We were now being told what we could listen to, when we could listen to it, what you can say, what you can't say. And if you say it, the FCC is going to come and cave F your whole show. So it's odd.
One of the things that the Telecommunications Act of 1996. See, a lot of people think, oh, this was in the 90s. You got to remember, conversations and discussions about the telecommunications laws began in the late 80s, then progressed in the 90s. Okay? Now, this act, okay, the Telecommunications Act of 96, they talked about creating more competitive markets. And it was innovation, and it was going to be an impact on the radio industry. It undermined the vibrancy, the localized radio culture that had previously existed. It destroyed it, and it destroyed it to a degree that it affected everyone. Let me put it to you this way. The death of radio didn't just affect radio personalities. It didn't affect the music that was played on the air. But it affected the actual performer, the musician, the person making the albums, the person or persons that had anything to do with specific albums. Because thanks to all of that, and thanks to the rise of the internet, now we have, instead of radio, who's the dominant creature? It is Spotify, iTunes, and Pandora and things like that, that we're grateful for because we can be on those platforms. But as far as music playing is concerned, these companies are, first of all, don't be fooled. They're not streaming services, okay? They are subscription services, first and foremost. They want your money. They couldn't care less who is on the top of the list, who's the best. They don't care. All they care are for you to give them some money as a subscriber.
Pay us so you can hear what you used to get for free. The term monopolizing is, I think, in fit of what we're discussing, because when you allow the monopolization of entities purchasing radio stations, taking away that choice, taking away that freedom, taking away that diversity or the differences, the flavors of what you can intake in your ears as a listener, the whole thing was a crapshoot, a shit show. And it's sad that I have to say that, and we have to say that, because we are very fortunate to put our program on with their plateaus that they carry. But the thing is, we have a little bit more freedom of what we say, but we can't play what we feel. And I think it's either one or the other. You get a scrambled egg or a hard-boiled egg in radio, to where it used to be you can get both.
When we come back, we're going to be talking more about the death of radio back in the 1980s. And as we continue this radical wave that took us to the end of radio as we once knew it. On that note, here's a double shot from Billy Joel. Here on Back to the 80s Radio. Don't go away. Back to the 80s Radio. We didn't start the fire. Billy Joel, and as a special two for our offer, You May Be Right, a song that included a mention of radio in its own lyrics. Chang, these songs capture the sense of reckless freedom, rock and roll spirit that was associated with that era. And you got to give it to Billy Joel. He knew how to put it together. And it's unfortunate that we've gotten to where we've gotten. But you know what? Thank you guys for joining us here on Back to the 80s Radio. If it's your first time listening to us, we appreciate you. And, you know, we are talking today about the death of radio and how it killed not only radio itself, but also destroyed the liberty and freedom of the on-air personality. And at the end of the day, the one who suffered was the listener, because it also killed, in a big way, the musician, the performer, the artist.
Mm. Industrialized. Radio has become industrialized. And here, let me add this to you. It's sad, you know, that an entity that, like Sirius Radio, XFM, to where they understand the need of what radio was, which is great. It's awesome. They get it. And they have hired in the past many jocks and radio shows liking to our generation and before us and maybe a little after us. And they've catered to that, and they've managed to get great fortune and get great subscriptions to give such programming. And it's good for us to be able to obtain that once again. But here's where it gets weird for me. And I don't want to step on anybody's toes, but I know, me being me, I probably am. And you have to go off the cuff every now and then. But yet you have to pay to get what we used to get for free. And, you know, our radio show, we are doing everything we can to cater to the listener, to cater to the people that are willing to give us their ears, their time, understand where we're coming from, identify. But they, too, are looking for radio just like us, what we're looking for. So we try to give it to them.
The final version of the Telecommunications Act of 96 was finally passed by Congress in February of 96, signed by, of course, President Bill Clinton on the 8th of February. And it was influenced, of course, by technological advancements. It was influenced by market dynamics, the desire to be or for a more competitive landscape. But what it ended up doing is leading to a major shift in the industry. Ownership rules were relaxed. New opportunities for consolidation emerged. But here's the bottom line. What did that lead to at the end of the day? And because the radio industry evolved in this way, it led to things like internet radio, and part of that is good because we get to listen to radio stations from all over the place, all over the world. The changes, recent especially, have reduced the opportunities for on-air personalities to stand out and build their own brands. I mean, this is all because what do they want to do? They want to just attract more money. They want to save, okay? And they want to have automated playlists, syndicated programming, reducing need for local DJs. Now everything's going to be going the way of AI. Pretty soon, all stations, you know, no offense to stations like Jack FM, but in a way, come on, Jack FM, you took out the radio personality and you just have voice tracking. And that completely destroyed radio.
You are listening to Back to the 80s Radio with Toscano and Chang. We're just like totally bashing on FM and terrestrial radio. But I think we've been soft. I think we've been wussies, pussies, cowards. Because the FCC ain't got nothing on you or me right now. So I think we need to get a little bit brass knuckled out. Gangsta. Ladies and gentlemen, this is no PG-13 part of the show. No, your kids should be knocked out in bed. If not, hot chocolate, give it to your kids, have a shot of something, and go to bed with nothing but ear toilet plungers in your head. We are going to get down and dirty. I'm going to tell you right now, one of the biggest things I despise about turning on a radio nowadays, to listen to the same garbage 5 to 6 stations deep. my knob can only turn so far, and it doesn't get away from the shit that I hear. So enough of my rant. What do you got?
You know, I couldn't have said it better myself, Chang. Radio? Now listen here.
I'm listening.
Radio, in the 80s, was the heartbeat of a community, a platform where DJs were larger than life, each with their own unique style, connecting with their audience. It was a time when we can tune in and hear a mix of genres, news, interviews, unexpected surprises everywhere we turned. And it was delivered with authenticity, with professionalism. We were part of a radio family, and the DJs were those voices guiding us through our days.
Mm-hmm.
Now, fast forward to today. What do we have? A hollowed out version of what radio used to be. Corporate consolidation, turning those voices that we once knew into clones of one another, spewing out the same tired playlists across the country. And don't get me started on local content because it's practically non-existent. And instead of connecting with your neighbors, with the community, stations are only interested in pumping out syndicated shows, automated playlists to save a dime. Today's radio, my friends, lacks the heart and soul that made the 1980s so freaking special. Where's the charismatic hosts that we knew once that they played what people wanted to hear? Gone. Replaced by what? Generic, uninspired, untalented programming that sounds like it was put together by a freaking computer. The result? The result is a disconnection between the listeners and the medium that was once their lifeline to the world. Sure, there's exceptions. Of course, there's some still around today. But the magic of radio has been lost in the pursuit of profit and the vibrant local flavor that once defined this medium is nowhere to be found. It's a shame, Chang, because really, the 1980s proved what radio could be: dynamic, engaging, an essential part of our lives. And now, it's just a shadow of its former self. So let's hope for a renaissance, man, a revolution, a radio revolution, where we can once again find the roots and bring back that 80s magic. On that note, I am Toscano from Toscano and Chang and the one and only frickin' Back to the Frickin' 80s Radio, wishing you the very best of weeks. And from everybody here, every single fan of Back to the 80s Radio, bring back 80s Radio.
Yo ho ho, cats and kitties, before we exit and we lead you to another Changtastic weekend, remember, radio is a canvas. It's how you paint on that canvas through your ears, and what you hear and what you feel is the beauty and the artistry of what radio is. So until next week, I want you all to remember one thing. Do not let them silence you. Oh, hell no. The only way we get to prosperity, baby, is through unity. And let that radio be that unity. So you all remember one thing. Keep it together. Keep it real. Keep your voice out there. You keep it locked and loaded right here at Toscano and Chang. Back to the 80s radio. Adios. Arrivederci. Hasta la vista. Sayonara. Aho. Metal up, bitches. Till next week.